Welcome to the Infinity 88 Listening Hour, brought to you by Infinity 88. We are here to awaken and enlighten. We are here to commune with our higher powers and our baser instincts. We are here to introduce you to headphone spirituality. We are here for you. And together, we will restore nature's balance through technology.
Welcome to the Infinity 88 Listening Hour, brought to you by Infinity 88.
I'm John Modern.
And I'm Libby Modern. We are regular hosts of Machines in Between, the experimental audio series that asks you what you love when you love your machine.
As a spin-off of Machines in Between, the Infinity 88 Listening Hour is off the beaten track.
But also on point.
It gives us an opportunity to slow it down.
To sit back and relax.
And to listen deeply to things we might not otherwise.
Pieces that appear on the Infinity 88 Listening Hour have been selected by the good folks at Infinity 88.
Kelvin Trinzel and his team have chosen these pieces for their generosity of spirit and their commitment to universal benevolence.
For their capacity to contribute to the global struggle to restore nature's balance through technology.
Infinity 88 is a leader in the creation, development, and manufacture of the industry's most advanced wellness technologies, including computer systems, software, networking systems, information imagination, storage devices, and microelectronics.
The worldwide network of Infinity 88 solutions and service professionals translate these advanced wellness technologies into spiritual value for their customers worldwide.
Take away the wolves, and the deer will reproduce until they die.
Until they die.
Until they die. Take away the problems, and the people won't remember how to try.
How to try?
How to try. Take away technology, and people won't remember how to live.
How to live. Is that true?
Technology gives all there is to give, and it gives it to you.
Infinity 88. Restoring nature's balance through technology.
Hey, John. We've been getting a lot of notes and letters lately, asking us what we love when we love our machine.
We kind of deserve it.
I know.
So what do we love when we love our machine? Okay, I'm thinking about a perfect machine.
A glorious machine that you could imagine even though you have not seen it.
A machine that brings us the whimsy, the pleasure, the joy, the hope.
But one that also generates some confusion, fear, anxiety, tension.
A little dark. More than a little ominous.
Where you know that you don't know where it's going, but you trust it anyway.
And if you stick with it, you might think it's doing one thing, but it's actually doing something totally different.
So a perfect machine is a little of both and...
inviting signal, but also something else. Just like Kelvin Trinzel said.
Like nature at its core. So, on this episode of the Infinity 88 Listening Hour, we'll be hearing a little ditty from Superb Owl, everyone's favorite cult of noise from Raleigh, North Carolina. Here is the first part of their epic, Wired for Ugly.
Please wait to move or remove your headphones until the intermission sign is flashing red.
Thank you. struck me on a recent trip, my first plane travel since before the pandemic began, that maybe the most apt term in modern parlance is people mover. We spend our time inside things that move. Boxes and crates of metal and wire, moving between other boxes in which we work, so we can buy things that society teaches us we need in order not to die. We're so used to the whole thing that we don't see its contours. Other vehicles careen madly alongside us, but we rarely pause to know how close we are to death all the time. We just assume everyone will stick to the rules. We're so accustomed, too, to the weight of a phone in our pocket that we ignore its obvious function as a surveillance device. We imagine that the machines are just, you know, part of who we are. We relate to them almost as if they embody the 1970s conceptual art that dreamed a future into our collective heads. One of the things machines do, after all, is colonize the metaphorical zone of our thinking. But of course, they're really mirrors for the ugliness we make in the world. A war crime in Ukraine, an angry white guy yelling volcanically on YouTube, a racist meme, Gilead's arrival. At the same time, they let us imagine that we're distant from all this ugliness that they help bring into being. So where in the world to find a self in all of this? Not to mention a sacred.
Provided by Infinity 88 will remain calm at all times, even in the face of danger. Infinity 88.
Infinity 88. Restoring nature's balance through technology.
About that question. Literary and cultural critics have written for a half century about the loss of meta-narrative, the erosion of confidence in the transcendental signifier, and the resulting sheer surplus that characterizes our everything. If industrialism's lifeless machines were thought to contain death, Blake's dark satanic mills. Now our relationship to technology has completely changed, not just in the metaphors we rely on, but in the shift from things to the unseen. And this condition has been turned up to 11 in the blasted landscape of American life. The dynamic between insufficient public identities and excess information blooms and erupts in scandal, outrage, and the continual presto changeo of the way we customize ourselves in the digital. The surreal eyelashes of an Instagram photo, the auto-tune you can slap on everything you upload, the political manipulation made possible through retweeted urgency to mistrust politics. And of course, the ridiculous narcissism of alerting people to the heroic accomplishment of your latest dinner or job talk. But try as we might, we can't stop this world.
Hello.
weird, too, because the excess of information and ideas renders them somehow brittle. We live in a time when citizens have already made up our minds about everything. We know which movies are gonna suck, we know which ideas are worthless, doesn't even matter if we hear them. Regardless of what information is presented to us in the future, which nuances, new phrasings, it seems that humans tacitly agree now that difference is an assault. As Jean Baudrillard wrote about Watergate decades ago, quote, "There's no difference between the facts and their denunciation," end quote. What would this look like if applied to the machines themselves, to the things that are inseparable from this continued self-creation? The profile picture, the algorithms, the favorites, the blocks. When machines are new, you see, they bid us to pay attention to the way we pay attention, but after we become immersed in the conveniences they make, we turn away from their continuous formatting of our selfhood. What happens, though, when old and obsolete and broken machines are repurposed? Can this interrupt the endless distractions that humans have accepted as constitutive of their time? What happens to intentionality, volition, authenticity, all those common features presumed of modern selves? Not just talking about, you know, the hipster reclamation of the flip phone, but maybe it's the ugly noise that we can mercifully stop being me. So listen. What's making that sound? We are. And that includes you, listener.
To truly enjoy our products, you must achieve binary spirituality. To achieve binary spirituality, you must understand that there is an infinite number of zeros that never lead to the number one. And then, in the end, there is the number one, and that is you. Infinity 88.
Infinity 88. Restoring nature's balance through technology.
We are each making sounds that are dependent on electricity, which we know to be holy. And yet there's no entry for electricity in the Encyclopedia of Religion, which skips directly from election to elephants. The role of electricity in religious traditions appears, on first consideration, to be minimal. But imagine ancient humans responding to the terrors of atmospheric discharge, in the face of which they posit pantheons astride the heavens. Note some millennia later, the avatars of disenchantment, inventing technologies to capture and measure and explain a world once thought to be overrun with spirits and angels. Pioneers like Nikola Tesla are discussed in tones usually reserved for the prophet. And we're all surrounded, too, by quasi-religious investments in the potential of artificial intelligence or consciousness in the cloud.
Okay, halfway through and I'm feeling wired for ugly.
It's like that voice is...
displaced.
Disjointed.
Distaped.
Discomforted.
Disembedded.
Disco fever.
Disabused.
Of the false melodies of our present age.
The intermission sign has gone dark.
So let's go back to the second half of Wired for Ugly by Superb Al.
Thank you.
Was it always so? Or just with newer machines? In the 19th century, Henry David Thoreau referred often to what he called sphere music, drawing on his admiration for Pythagorean thought and redescribing it as potentially eruptive, disturbing, a force that enabled the submission of everything to inexorable nature. Could there possibly be machines that could facilitate this religious overwhelmedness? Was there something sacred about resisting the formatting that the world expects of you? About overwhelming the signal with noise? The Italian futurist painter Luigi Russolo certainly thought so. He invented a series of noise-generating devices called intonorumori. Performing a series of concerts just before and after World War I, Russolo understood the emergence of noise as part of a larger history of music and divinity. He wrote, "The evolution of music is comparable to the multiplication of machines which everywhere collaborate with man." So the unfolding of sound in time, then, was the development of sound's relationship to the universe itself. New machines could harness information that would facilitate human self-discovery and exploration. Blurring the distinction between noise and music would help evoke, unlock new states of consciousness. And since Russolo's time, from the theremin to the Buchla synthesizer to the no-input mixing board, electronic composers have used technology to transform or evoke things that are naturally there, but mostly inaccessible via traditional musical instruments. In ways similar to geomancy, earth magic, or alchemy, musicians can now use electromagnetism as a medium of communication, although usually not a medium of expression, tethered as that notion is, to modernist conceptions of compositional agency that we seek to discredit.
Hi, Dr. Modern. My name is Glennis. I'm calling from the Church of New Heaven, New Earth. I'm just calling to follow up on an email that was sent to you. It's a follow-up email, actually, to our 106,000 graduates from our theological seminary school as well, all over the world. And the email should let you know exactly, the work that is happening. And we just love to get together with you and see how we can possibly work together and share this amazing, amazing teaching that is being spread all over the world. So if this is something that you can would like to discuss further, you can also respond to the email or you can give me a call back. My number is the email should be coming from info@scjamericas.org, and also the subject title should have 106,000 graduates on it, just in case it goes to spam. Okay, well, thank you so much, Dr. Marlon, and have a wonderful, blessed day.
It's true that it's been nearly a century since the idea of using electronics in musical performance was radical or new in any way. Hindemith and Cage did it in the 1930s, after all, right down to the use of turntables and live mixing. But think for a second about that too familiar term. What tables are being turned during these practices? Fundamentally, the point is to render things inexplicable, or at least to fuck with people's expectations. And in this, noise is far more honest. Things can be formatted to genre, even the genre of religious longing. And what's more, while Superb Owl isn't interested in a manifesto, even noise that is too self-consciously horrifying and ugly fits too snugly into the known. It's contrast and the unsettling juxtaposition that can cajole loose the spirit pinned tight inside motherboards, and perhaps inside brain pans. to invoke here terms like surplus or rupture. So beloved of self-styled academic radicals several generations back, this would be to pin the sound on something didactic rather than experiential. What matters is whether one can have moments. Moments that burn.
The machines that we provide are machines of honor. They will do nothing which is of no use. Infinity 88.
Infinity 88. Restoring nature's balance through technology.
While it's true that electronic sound can overcome the limits of genre and also the line between something called music and another thing called everyday life, it begins with a fundamental restlessness with the language given to us. Think. Mystics often spoke of experientially encountering the Godhead as something akin to marriage. Not because they aimed to reduce the experience to the merely amorous or erotic, but because they knew that they had no better means of description available to them. We begin with the presumption that if we don't wish to speak the same sounds into being, and if we want to hear something new in an auto-tuned world, we have to reduce and repurpose and occult anything as quaint as instrumentation.
Let go of the tension in the back of the head. Just above your head, see a bright white beam of light. It's right above your head, and it's bright white. This is what we call the light of the Christ. It's our own evolutionary dynamic. See the rays of that light move down towards you and allow the rays to totally envelop you, all the way from the top of your head. Let it spiral all the way around you, down to your feet and your toes. You should have a real sense of comfort as this occurs, and just follow that light all the way down with your focus. And it's totally enveloping you.
So the sound generators that you're hearing, but not seeing, or at least not identifying, aren't understood as objects of musical discipleship, or really even as media. They produce perceptions in us and in you, designed to invoke an attentiveness to how we become attentive at all. There's great tactile facility required to make the noise we're making, brute and guttural as it may seem.
And it's totally
the inscrutable requires focused conjuration. No particular anatomical or acoustic outcome we seek to produce in anybody's listening. We seek only to expand time beyond the frantic pressure your usual machines have with their relentless imperative to keep up. Noise opens time by shutting it down, refusing format. Once, in a van on a tour, my friend and I were discussing the previous night's show. I asked him about a particularly intense moment which sounded like the world had been transformed into a decaying magnetic tape. Fucking awesome. What was that, I said. His response was, your pants. He'd stealthily swiped a contact mic on my thigh and done horrible, disgusting things to the recording. It was beautiful. I made things and feelings that hadn't existed before. That beauty, let's not call it spirituality or anything so convenient, that beauty was made of information and environment and matter, manifesting in surprise and attentiveness to the moment, long gone but still with me, a continuous burn. Power of manifesting sound to intensify people's relationship to their space is like creating the heavenly host from wavelengths and frequencies most of us tune out. What you hear as filth and scuzz and not music is to us rapturous in its very ugliness. Because in that, it embraces the ephemeral, the downgraded, the limit through which one can actually enter the space of creation.
That was Superb Owl, an experimental noise band from Raleigh, North Carolina, and their song called Wired for Ugly.
Thank you for listening to the Infinity 88 Listening Hour, brought to you by Infinity 88.
And thank you, too, for all the cards and notes and good wishes.
Keep 'em coming.
We appreciate every detail and data point.
Every loving letter.
So see you next time.
Thank you for listening to the Infinity 88 Listening Hour, brought to you by Infinity 88. We will meet again sooner than you think. Goodbye for now. Goodbye. 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 Goodbye for now. Hey, did you hear that sound? That was Infinity 88 making the world a better place for you and me. Thank you, Infinity 88.